Recorded Books and One Click Digital present This Must Be the Place by Maggie O'Farrell. Narrated by Saskia Marleveld with Graham Rowett. A Quote from Snow by Louis McNeice. World is crazier and more of it than we think. Incorrigibly plural.
The strangest feeling in my legs. Daniel. Donegal, 2010. There is a man. He's standing on the back step, rolling a cigarette. The day is typically unstable, the garden lush and shining, the branches weighty with still falling rain. There is a man, and the man is me. I'm at the back door, tobacco tin in hand, and I am watching something in the trees, a figure standing at the perimeter of the garden where the aspens crowd in at the fence. Another man. He's carrying a pair of binoculars and a camera. A bird watcher, I'm telling myself as I pull the frail paper along my tongue. You get them in these parts. But at the same time I'm thinking, really? Bird watching this far up the valley? I'm also thinking, where is my daughter, the baby, my wife? How quickly could I reach them if I needed to? My heart cranks into high gear, thud-thudding against my ribs. I squint into the white sky. I'm about to step out into the garden. I want the guy to know I've seen him, to see me seeing him. I want him to register my size, my former track and field star physique, slackening and loosening a little these days, admittedly. I want him to run the odds, me versus him, through his head. He's not to know I've never been in a fight in my life and intended to stay that way. I want him to feel what I used to feel before my father disciplined me. I am on to you, he would say, with a pointing finger directed first at his chest, then mine. I am on to you, I want to yell while I fumble to pocket my cigarette and lighter. The guy is looking in the direction of the house. I see the tender spark of sun on a lens and a movement of his arm that could be the brushing away of a hair across the forehead or the depression of a camera shutter. Two things happen very fast. The dog, a whiskery, leggy, slightly arthritic wolfhound, usually given to sleeping by the stove, streaks out of the door, past my legs and into the garden, emitting a volley of low barks, and a woman comes around the side of the house. She has the baby on her back. She's wearing the kind of sou'wester hood usually sported by North Sea fishermen, and she is holding a shotgun. She is also my wife. The latter fact I still have trouble adjusting to, not only because the idea of this creature ever agreeing to marry me is highly improbable, but also because she pulls unexpected shit like this all the time. "Jesus, honey!" I gasp, and I am momentarily distracted by how shrill my voice is. Unmanly doesn't cover it. I sound as if I'm admonishing her for an ill-judged choice in soft furnishings or for wearing pumps that clash with her purse. She ignores my high-pitched intervention, who can blame her, and fires into the air. Once. Twice. If, like me, you've never heard a gun report at close range, let me tell you, the noise is an ear-shattering explosion. Magnesium-hued lights go off inside your head. Your ears ring with the three-bar high note of an aria. Your sinuses fill with tar. The sound ricochets off the side of the house, off the flank of the mountain, then back again. A huge oral tennis ball bouncing about the valley. I realize that while I'm ducking, cringing, covering my head, the baby is strangely unmoved. He's still sucking his thumb, head leaning against the spread of his mother's hair, almost as if he's used to this, almost as if he's heard it all before. I straighten up, I take my hands off my ears. Far away, a figure is sprinting through the undergrowth.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?